Okay, thanks for the conference organizer for giving me the opportunity to discuss this paper. Found it very interesting. 15 years ago when I was writing my master thesis, that was on IFRS 8, so ever since I've been interested in segment reporting. So it's nice to read another segment paper. As a very quick summary, because you explained it very well, so let's say we have a firm with two business segments, A and B, and in this case they have some business units. They kind of do some reshuffling, and then afterwards, one of maybe the business units is assigned to a different segment. But other than that, everything sort of stays the same. I found it very interesting. I had no clue that this was actually going on, so I learned a lot. So very interesting, and also very relevant, because I think it gets to a key issue that we discussed multiple times today, which is sort of how much to disaggregate, because that drives a lot of sort of investor usefulness. Given that I'm so interested in it, so a lot of my comments focus on, well, I would really like to know more what is really going on here, so a lot of my comments go a bit in that direction. So maybe then as a starting point, you split it already in are they explained or not, but you also have this really nice determinants test where you find some interesting determinants of what kind of drives this behavior. So my main suggestion here is I would exploit that actually more to maybe disentangle, can you actually really identify somewhere maybe things really get worse that are a bit more maybe opportunistically driven versus the ones that are really informativeness driven. Some things that came to mind here is the restructuring based where it's kind of maybe more informative versus maybe some other ones that might be a bit more opportunistic where maybe there is this key segment that investors are looking at that kind of drives their valuation, and do you maybe see that they are shifting some expenses or revenues from these segments to other segments? Now, given what you find, it kind of goes into this, at least if they are explained, they seem to be very informative, which made me wonder a bit because kind of assumes that whatever that was there before the reshuffling was for some reason sort of suboptimal. And sort of the bigger question here is how sort of what would be circumstances where this suboptimality is sort of maintained for a couple of years relative to the alternative maybe where you have sort of a segment definition, things change, environments are not stable, and then maybe in response to the changes in the environment, you're going to do this reshuffling. If this is the case, sort of what it I think would mean would be is that before you sort of have your optimal segment allocation, the environment changes, and then after this environment change, you need to do this reshuffling to make it sort of optimal again. The question would be, in sort of this setting, do we need to see improvements in analyst forecast errors, yes or no? I wasn't 100% sure, but I'm leaning towards maybe at least less, maybe. So I was wondering here, can you maybe distinguish between some cases where this is going on or not. So maybe you can find some firm or industry shocks and see are the results different in these cases where you have these shocks to the environment. Or maybe as an alternative, is this something that just triggers analysts to sort of reevaluate everything that they are doing? You see this sort of reshuffling in these segments. Maybe this indicates that there are changes to this company. And does it sort of also cause them to sort of reevaluate everything that they are doing and also the other forecasts they are making? Which kind of links to the next comment, which is that the sort of the results you find are actually pretty big. If you look at the average analyst forecast error, that was around 6%, I think. And then if you sort of look at the difference in difference estimate, it kind of implies a 50% reduction in your forecast errors. Now, one thing maybe I missed it, but I couldn't see what was the analyst forecast error for the reshuffling firms. So maybe that was already much higher before they did the reshuffling, but it would be useful to sort of see some context there. Is it 50% or maybe is it a bit less? Or if not, maybe have a look at some of these cases where maybe you can dig a bit deeper into what are these cases where you see these huge improvements in forecast accuracy. Also given then that you don't find that the result matters or that the result is not different conditional on sort of how much you reshuffle. And then sort of the same question then, is there maybe more going on in the sense that we see this segment reshuffling and that kind of triggers a lot of things that analysts are doing? I really like the sort of tests on explained versus unexplained. One thing that came to mind a bit with the explained, at least in the example that was in the paper, is sort of how much do they really explain? If I look at the example here, there are some useful things, but to some extent, some of the other things also seem a bit boilerplate, if you want to call it like that, where they kind of seem to reiterate more or less what the standard tells you to do. And sort of to me, here at least, the new part would be sort of the second one, where it's that they apparently do this also to have sort of real improvement in company performance. However, if I think that I'm an analyst, I wouldn't immediately know what to do with this in terms of improving my forecasts. So maybe, I don't know how sort of how many differences or how many versions there are of these explanations, but maybe you could dig a bit deeper into these explanations in terms of how detailed are they? Are they mentioning specific things that are useful to analyst forecasting or things like that? Or a bit similar with the sort of triggering I had over here. Is it maybe that if there is no explanation, analysts just overlook that this thing is happening? So maybe the reshuffling was useful. However, if they don't see some sort of box that tells them that this is happening, maybe they are not even aware of this whole reshuffling. And then sort of the reverse for the unexplained ones. I was wondering whether these would be then the earnings management ones, and maybe you can sort of combine the unexplained with some other factors that might drive opportunism to see maybe also whether, for example, the unexplained ones are all homogeneous, or maybe some of these, where you have some opportunistic reshuffling to less important segments, maybe you can use those to also sort of see whether all the unexplained segment reshufflings are similar. And I know you're not interested in sort of major segment changes, and you're dropping firms that did acquisitions and things like that, which I think makes a lot of sense. I was wondering whether maybe that would not be the majority, but maybe there are, let's say, some firms for which having a more major reshuffling or a more major restructuring of segments was still an option. So is the decision always I'm going to reshuffle versus I'm not going to reshuffle? Or would there also be maybe a smaller subset of firms that have to decide between reshuffling versus a more major change in the segment structure, so changing the segments, changing the segment names? Probably it's not the majority, but it would be interesting maybe to see, yeah, sort of what is the choice? Is the choice reshuffling or not, or is the choice reshuffling or also maybe having something more major? And a bit the same then in terms of sort of what are we comparing it with, and it relates a bit to one of my earlier comments. I would find it very useful to sort of see the three groups that we have here, companies that never reshuffle, the companies that reshuffle, but before they do so and after, which would really help me to see sort of what is going on and how do the forecast properties of these different groups compare, especially sort of how similar are the reshuffling companies after they do so to the firms that never reshuffle, which also kind of gets to the informativeness and sort of optimality of their segments. Now, maybe some other comments. Maybe it's nice to look at analyst characteristics. Does it depend on industry expertise, their experience in the company or in the industry? Can you maybe link the forecast properties to some specific changes, like revenue changes only or mostly revenue changes to revenue forecasts versus also looking at EPS forecasts? And maybe are the results stronger if they change sort of the history of everything that happens? So are the firms that have the reshuffling, are there segments that move from a previous loss to a profit or from a growth pattern to a lack of growth pattern? That might again also be a bit more opportunistic maybe, but it might be something nice to look at. And then maybe not for this paper, but maybe for another paper, think of maybe different outcomes. How are investors using segment data? Does it help to price earnings? Does it make things more timely? Or for example, if you have better segment reporting, does it change the diversification discount? I found it very interesting, so I wish you all the best with the paper. Thanks.